May I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I'm not leaving you orphans. I'm going to send you another like me, and I will be with you till the end of the time. It's better for me to go, so my Father will send the Holy Spirit. If I don't go, I'm still here. You won't receive that. It's better for me. I go to my Father, and He's going to send you that power. This is the will and the testament of our Lord Jesus Christ before leaving this earth to go to His Father, where He was since the beginning of the time. If you see in human history, a mostly Christian, we have got three more important events. The first is the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. The second is His death and His resurrection. And the third is the Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit among the believer. That the power that is going to send them. When He was sending, I send you, go and make disciples. But before going, you will receive the power from above, what will come from my Father. But where did it start? Before that unification, as we heard in the first reading, God gave the son of Noah the earth to move freely, to develop the world, to look after the world. But from their wisdom, what did they say? Oh, we have to stay here. Let us build a tower that is going to touch the heaven. So we have to hide from other people in the world. Where was those people? They were there themselves. God gave them the land. Go and look after it. Why do you want to stay at one place? We then invented brick, and we had, they made brick, not stone. Brick, you may break them with armor, but stone, as Christ itself is the cornerstone, unbreakable. This is the building of the church of our Lord. We are stones, living stones, to bring that church. But for them, they use a brick, something that is breakable with the armor, with the power of the Holy Spirit. That is breaking all barriers in this world. And they built a town. They were building that town, not for the glory of God, but for the glory of themselves. They wanted to build a civilization without a reference to God. They want to rule themselves the world according to themselves, according to their will. A pure man, son of man, want to be like God Himself. And he wants also to be singing glory to man in the highest. Instead of singing for his creator, the one who created him, the one who gave him life. But he wants that glory to go to himself. Glory to man in the eyes. But there should be only one creator, God. Man, we are these creatures, and our destiny depends on seeking the will of God and to obey to it. But they didn't obey to the will of God. They wanted to test God. And God saw them, came down. His judgment was that He overrules their plans. It brings confusion. There was no harmony, disorder, and there was no cooperation between them. They cannot cooperate because they haven't got the same language. They are not speaking language of love. So there is no cooperation among them. Disorder. Darkness. But thanks to God. This parable tells us the indictment of every society in this world who want to build its prosperity without reference to God. We know in human history we have got theories of communism, capitalism, whatsoever. They want to just to show that they are God-like. But what happened? The rain came suddenly. The rain came suddenly. And God is God. The tower, Babel Tower, is reversed upside down. It is said that the tower going up, but none has been reversed. But we see that the New Testament gives the only solution where the curse of Babel Tower is reversed the day of Pentecost. Where people, none, has come together speaking a common language of understanding the will of God. People are speaking languages that each other may understand what they are talking about, what they are preaching. All of them doesn't belong to the same community. Those who came to Jerusalem, they were Jews who were spread across the world, but came there for the festival. Now they heard those people. It may be that disciples were not all talking at the same time. It may be one after another one, but if Peter speaks Aramaic, there are those who are listening to him. If John speaks this, there are people who are listening. I mean that the word of God should be spread in every language, every nation on this world. Right. Today, I'm here in front of you speaking English. But my native language is not English. But none of what I'm doing, I'm preaching the word of God in the language that you're going to understand me. Even if in my deep, my inner, it is the root, my native language is the root. But what is coming out of my mouth, you understand this. Imagine the first missionary who went across the world to preach the word of God. Those who went to India, they met native languages, native Indian there. But they couldn't speak English straight away. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, they listened to what those people were being saying. Those who came in Africa, they met indigenous people there. But they started not preaching the word of God themselves. You will be astonished that there are today, there are some of white people speaking the native language of those indigenous there. Why? The power of spirit, God is with them. No, they can't speak what other people are going to understand. That day of Pentecost, God, there was the first presence. We see that the evidence of the Holy Spirit in the church. There is a wind. They are there like we are here. The wind and the fire. And we know that fire is the presence of God. Imagine when Moses went to the mountain. There was a burning fire. God's presence. Elijah went to heaven in a chariot with the fire. Presence of God and wind in the judgment of God. That day people were there gathering, praying. The Holy Spirit didn't come there because they were praying, but because the day of Pentecost has come. The day, the promised day that you will receive the power from above has come. It is not our prayer or changing something, but the will of God. God promises something that is going to realize that, that is going to fulfill us according to His will, not us. We have to seek the will of God. And the will of God was fulfilled on that day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came upon those who were the gathering disciples. When the Holy Spirit came, their life is changing straight away. They were not the same people. They were changing their life. As we see, we listen that Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, stood among the people, start talking the marvel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These people are not drunk. No, they didn't drink water, wine. But this is the manifestation of what was promised, that the Holy Spirit will come down and empower you, and you will be a witness across all the world. When we compare with the Old Testament, the Jewish people at this day, 50 days after Exodus, they were celebrating this day at the Mount of Sinai when they received the law. And for us Christians, this day, 50 days after the Passover, the death of the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, we are celebrating the gift of the Holy Spirit in the church. For Jews, they were celebrating this day the first fruit of harvest. And for us, we are celebrating the first fruit of the Holy Spirit. The first fruit of the Holy Spirit. When we go down in Galatians 5:22-23, we will read all those fruit of the Spirit. Joy, peace, self-observance. They are there. God sent our Holy Spirit to help us. The Holy Spirit longed to give up the deep understanding of the will of God. Jesus said, that day, when they take you in front of God, don't be afraid. It's not you going to speak, but the Holy Spirit that my Father is going to speak in your place. The Holy Spirit longed to work through us. The Holy Spirit longed to love through us. We've got those fruit of Holy Spirit, love. How to bring love to others. How to bring joy to others. And the Holy Spirit give us strength in all situation, in all work. What is going around our world today? As we are children of God, we are there praying. We are asking God to empower us with the Holy Spirit to face what is going in this world. If there is no love, we may be here condemning those people who built the wall, the Tower of Babel. But those towers is the symbol of everything that is preventing us to see beyond the love that we have among each other. Look what is happening in our world. What is happening in Ukraine? There is no harmony there. It's darkness. We don't know where we're going. There is no cooperation. There are countries stopping. We are not going to cooperate with Russia. We are going not to do this. We are going not to buy this. There is confusion among us. Why? This is what we are creating. Everything that, what is wrong, we are creating in this world. Babel Tower is everything bad that we are doing to our earth. On Friday, I don't know if some of you watched Britain Got Talent. I don't know. There was a young boy of 7 years old who was reading here. I think you were shaking your head. You saw that. That young boy has a poem about the earth. He went there like the guy, BBC reported it. What is his name? Thank you very much. The boy has been taking the land, the forest. We are destroying our forest. where animal is going to be, where our beds are going to be. All those things, confusion that we are creating. We as human beings, we are creating. But with the power of Holy Spirit, our life should change. We have to see what love beyond other people, beyond the rest, beyond what orientation, beyond all theory. We have to see first love. And we know that filling by the Holy Spirit is no one day, is a continuous experience. Day by day, someone who is filled with the Holy Spirit should produce the fruit of Spirit, which is joy, peace. And the Holy Spirit should have manifest with us with the gift of healing, the gift of tongue, the gift of speaking. It is not only for the minister in the church here to speak in front of people here. No. Filled with the Holy Spirit. It may be one session here, not Annie, not Louisa, not Becky, not myself, nor myself, but someone to feel the Holy Spirit. Come and share. After we have preached here, when we say, who has got a word to say? But what you say, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, is for the good of everybody here. Ah, yeah. He says something very good. And when we are empowered with the gift of Holy Spirit within us, in our life, it helps us how to live. What should we do? Go and make disciples. Are we going to take our microphone, our trumpet? We go around. Normanton here, symphony here. Yeah. We are making disciples. We are coming. Look, there are people who are committing a lot of mistakes. They think that converting people is their task. They say, yeah, I'm going to convert them. I'm going to tell them that. Brother and sister, it is not you. It's the Holy Spirit who's converting people. Because you may see there are good persons. They are standing on the road of Normanton with leaflets about a Christian love. They give them. But when you walk after, you will see that those leaflets are on the floor. Threw away on the floor. But it's the Holy Spirit who's converting the heart of people. Not us. We are only the sender. We are only workers in the harvest of God. He is sending us. Go, not you, but me, God Himself, who is acting. And how are we going to, those gifts should be manifest in our life. How are we going to make disciples? Brother and sister, every little thing that we are doing for the good of others, this is what we are called the Son and Son of God. In others, the meeting, the coffee, Wednesday, every activity that we are doing here, we are doing that by the power of Holy Spirit, not ourselves. Don't think that empowering by Holy Spirit, you will go there around. No. Every small act. Jesus said that everything you did to the small of these children, you did it to myself. Everything we are doing, serving coffee, musical there, arranging the table here, arranging the church here, making it look beautiful, and meeting our brothers in need. This is what should be our daily life as we are children of God. Why? Because we have been adopted by God with His Spirit. He put in with us the Spirit, not of fear, but the Spirit that we call God is our Father. And with Jesus Christ, we are heirs and co-heirs of heavenly kingdom. So with our life is transformed. We have to live the life of our exalted King Jesus Christ in heaven. The Holy Spirit transforms our life day by day. Day by day as we are working. We are gathering here prayer. With those disciples all that time. And we are going to ask God to pour His Holy Spirit upon us, so we may seek His will and obey to it. We will ask Him to transform our life to be Jesus-like, because we are His followers. Not according to us, but according to Himself. Amen.